Here we go again. It's South by Southwest time. And this year, more musicians than ever from Wisconsin are playing the big festival in Austin, Texas. One of the new acts this year is Milwaukee sister act Vic and Gab. Victoria and Hannah Gabriela Banuelos, they're ready to go national after making a splash in Milwaukee nightclubs. But South by Southwest isn't Vic and Gab's first big break. The sisters sat down to talk with me about the shock of their lives when a song they mixed in their basement was picked up by the old MTV series Skins in 2011.
And then we were like, this is meant to be. Like, we should probably take this a little bit more seriously and start recording some new songs and maybe put a band together.
Now, that first EP that you recorded, it dealt with a lot of darker themes, and now you have this full-length album, and you've decided to turn your attention to the subject of love.
Yeah, we kind of learned what people like to hear at bars. You know, people like to be happy and dance and just have a good time, you know, like that's why you're going out. So we kind of embraced that and said, you know what, let's make a upbeat album and let's be a little bit more cheery about it.
I'm thinking of the lyrics of the title track, Love of Mine. I wish the ground would swallow me, love of mine run from me, you try so hard, we're such a tragedy. That still sounds pretty dark.
That is pretty dark. Well, the singer is kind of like a shy, embarrassed person. And that's why...
Hence Gab.
And that's why it says, like, I wish the ground would swallow me, because this person doesn't know how to start conversation with the person that is coming up to her.
Your music is described as indie pop, influenced by artists like Death Cab for Cutie and Tegan and Sarah. Do you think that's pretty accurate?
It's indie because it's independent. We're doing it ourselves. I think that it has a very poppy feeling to it, but it's also indie because it's not mainstream, you know. So I would say that that's pretty accurate.
Now you're going to South by Southwest, what's been described as a giant industry speed dating event. What are your expectations?
Well, I mean, we don't really know what to expect. We've never been there before. But we're hoping that we can go out there and play really good shows. And we're hoping to meet new people that can help us discover new bands, new music, make friends. And I've heard that the barbecue is delicious, so we want to try that too. Yeah.
Not only all of that, but for you, this is extra special. You're native Texans, and you're coming home after being in Milwaukee for 5 years.
We haven't really played in Texas, so going to Texas and playing South by Southwest is huge for us. You know, we have a bunch of friends out there that go to school there, so we're excited for them to get to experience, you know, what we do and get to play in our native state.
They grew up in Texas, but Vic and Gab say they consider themselves Wisconsinites now. Other Wisconsinites at South by Southwest this year include Hugh Bob and the Hustle, you're hearing them now, also folk rocker Anna Vogelsang, jazz hip-hop fusion brass band Youngblood, and indie darlings Fox, just to name a few. You can find out more on our link to this interview at WPR.org.